Adam Penkiely, good morning to you.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys.
Now, what's the latest? We've had another horrible incident yesterday involving Elissa Meredith there at Gunnedah and Leah Kilner. What's the latest with her as well?
Yeah, Jared, it's been an absolutely harrowing 24 hours for everyone in the racing industry, hasn't it? And obviously a terrible fall for Elissa Meredith at Gunnedah yesterday. They had to abandon the last two races on the program. As you mentioned before the break, she's been flown to John Hunter Hospital in Newcastle. She was put in an induced coma to be airlifted to the hospital. Down there, she was lapsing in and out of consciousness before that, just to try and get it settled. They put her in an induced coma. So that's the latest update we had on her last night. No doubt we'll get some more information today. We're wishing her and her family all the best in an extremely distressing time. Quick update on Leah Kilner. There was some positive news there yesterday, Jared. She was awake for a short period of time out of her coma, and there were reports that she squeezed her mother's hand, which is great news. She's been cleared of spinal injuries, but she's still in a very critical condition, a long way to go. So it's just been an absolutely devastating couple of days for everyone involved in the racing industry. We know how dangerous this profession is for jockeys, but we don't expect to see this in such a short period of time, two very serious injuries. So we're wishing both those girls, all the best, all their families, and our thoughts and prayers are definitely going out to them at the moment.
Yeah, certainly concur with that, Adam, and fingers crossed everything will be okay. What about incentivise? Is he having another crack at the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, he's on the comeback trail, Oz, isn't he? After missing the entire Autumn Carnival, after pulling up sore after that Melbourne Cup last year when he was so brave behind Very Elegant in running second. So Peter Moody's been taking him very slowly. His senior part owner, Brace of Pulse, has come out in the last 24 hours suggesting the Cox plate's going to be definitely the main aim for him. That's the whole spring campaign's going to revolve around that. But they're not completely dismissing the idea of having another crack at the Melbourne Cup, depending on the weight. So he's got a long way to go to get there to those big grand final races later in the spring. He'll probably resume in races like the Maccabi Diva, I'd imagine, towards the start of the spring campaign. But given the fact we've lost a few of our headline horses, so to speak, obviously Very Elegant's gone overseas. Hitots is out for the spring with that long-term injury. Probably like to see him back at the track, but there's going to be no guarantee he'll be back to his best after such a serious injury.
Adam, how's all this horrible weather going to affect, obviously, racing in Sydney, but also all around New South Wales this week?
Yeah, Clarky, I'd expect a call from the racing style stewards at some stage later today about the Warwick Farm meeting there tomorrow. Obviously, it's in extreme doubt given the weather we've had in Sydney the last few days. Mm. Canterbury and the Kenzo track are both absolutely waterlogged as well. They might be coping just a little bit better than Warwick Farm. The stewards are really proactive with this sort of stuff. So they'll do some track inspections a little bit later today and come up with some sort of call, I'd imagine. And let's hope we can get the meeting away. But at the moment, we are just drowning in rain everywhere. And keeping our fingers crossed to get some race meetings away later in the week.
By the way, Clark, any further updates on your filly, Pretty Wild, post its second placing there the other day at its second start in town? Are we kicking on?
She's
or are we
recovering.
Going to the paddock?
She's recovering. I think there might have been not an injury, but a little bit of tightness.
Right, okay.
So I think she's just recovering right as we speak.
Okay.
Mm. But all reports, Chris was pretty happy with how she pulled up. Mm.
Did you see it, Adam?
Yeah, I did.
Saturday week ago.
She was great, Jared, wasn't she? Yeah. Along the inside there, so it was fantastic. So, Clarky, I don't want to pump up your tyres too much, but for Chris to take that horse to a Saturday Metropolitan race, I know it's only off-season at the moment, just a second start after a maiden win shows that she's got a lot of ability. So let's hope she's okay and gets over that soreness that she might have picked up from her last run, but I think you've got a very, very nice horse to work with.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
What are your thoughts, mate, on the confirmed origin sides for the decider at Suncorp Wednesday week?
Yeah, big call to leave Jack Whiten out, wasn't it, Jared? Out of the 17, given how good he was in game one. He probably didn't do himself a whole lot of favours in his comeback from COVID-19, that Raiders game against the Dragons on Sunday. I was actually flew up to Kingscliff, up at Kingscliff this morning, boys, late last night. I was on the same flight as the Blues. It wasn't a great start to their preparation. The flight was delayed an hour and a half because there was no one to put the luggage on the plane.
How annoying. How annoying.
What?
Seriously.
We said, Clarky, we boarded on time, thought Beauty were going to be away, and we sat on the tarmac for an hour and a half waiting for people to put the luggage on the plane.
Yeah, I flew over to New Zealand last weekend. The same thing. The flight was delayed, and coming home, the flight was delayed.
But it's the sitting on the tarmac part.
Nothing worse. Yeah, you'd rather find out when you at least if you're out. If you can eat food, you can walk around and buy food
in the terminal.
Yeah, in the terminal. You don't want to be on the plane, especially if you've got a B seat, like you're stuck in the middle.
Hey, Adam, were you surprised? Adam, were you surprised with Regan Campbell-Gillard not getting the nod?
Yeah, a little bit surprised, Loz, I must admit. I thought he wasn't too bad in game one. I wouldn't say he excelled himself, and I thought his form has been a little bit patchy since game one, but obviously they brought Jordan McLean into the squad for game two, and that's the way Freddie wants to go. I know he's an experienced player, Jordan McLean. He won't be overawed by a serious decider at Suncorp Stadium in front of 50,000 Queenslanders. But I don't think Regan Campbell-Gillard's done a whole lot wrong, if I'm being honest. That's the call that Freddie's got to make. It's a great story for Jordan McLean, isn't it, boys? Given everything he's been through in his career, obviously well-documented issues at the start of his career. So to fight his way to get to this position, I think he even said yesterday he thought this time had sort of passed him by. So, yeah, Freddie, I did a little story for the Herald guys actually on the weekend saying that Freddie has never made a change to his team after New South Wales has won their first game of the series. He hasn't been forced through either injury or suspension. And again, he's stuck solid. He hasn't made any tactical changes in 5 years now. So he's a man, once his team wins their first game of the series, he likes to stick solid, and he's done that again. And Jack Whiten, unfortunately, he's missed out on that 17, but CC Vitalik will keep his spot on the bench. So I still think it's a good New South Wales team. Queensland have got their own issues, and we'll see how the build-up plays out the next week or so. The Blues are off to Lismore today, boys, to visit a few flood victims over there a little bit later today. And no doubt we'll chat tomorrow about their preparations and first training session today.
Okay, mate. Thanks so much.
See you, boys.